We're going to treat you to some luxury today and some adventure, too, in Cancun with travel writer Lisa Soni. She recently wrote about her trip on luxurytravelmavens.com. And Lisa, I understand you are one of the luxury travel mavens.
I am. Thanks for asking, Terry. It's a great new site that I think people will enjoy, either for your armchair voyeuristic pleasures of what life could be like if you could have your three wishes come true, or if you are prepared to spend a little money and give yourself some extra treats. Five women banded together to create luxurytravelmavens.com. We each have different expertises, so whether your interests are food or hotels or the greatest cruises, I was fortunate. I get to be the experiential travel maven, because I think for me the real luxury is having those amazing experiences that you never forget and want to share with other people.
And just going to the site, I we're kind of off topic here, but looking at some of the pictures, I mean, they were delicious. Just the pictures.
Great. Yes, it should be a visual feast. Travel is for all the senses, and we want the sight. We haven't figured out how to get you smells yet or being able to touch the things, but we're trying to let you see and by reading feel like you're there essentially in different places. One of our mavens, by the way, is also focused on family. So whether you're looking for romantic couple getaways or you're the solo adventurer who wants to pamper yourself or you've got a family that's ready for a good treat, it's fun to delve into the site. And we're having a contest right now for a blogger awards contest to honor other travel writers. And if you want to become familiar with more travel writers, it's called the Inspire to Travel Blogger Award. So anybody could log on and vote for their favorite travel writers.
Oh, cool.
So we don't put ourselves on the list. This is to honor others.
Okay. So you had quite a trip. You stayed at the Fiesta Americana Coral Beach Cancun Resort and Spa. And that is quite a mouthful, by the way.
Yes, I loved staying there. I also stayed at Le Blanc, which is a shorter mouthful, and both are fantastic luxury resorts. Le Blanc is top-rated worldwide, all-inclusive kind of a place, and the Fiesta Americana is a wonderful, uses the European plan, so they've got all the luxuries and beautiful rooms and everything, but you do pay extra for meals or different activities that you'd want to do, whereas at Le Blanc, you plop down your credit card for the amount, and it includes all the meals, including, you know, incredible restaurants and room service. So imagine going into a place knowing you can order any room service you want. You can call your butler to get your bath ready with aromatherapy salts, or you can head down to a restaurant.
How much are we talking first that we're going to have to put on our visa, just to warn us ahead of time?
You know, that's a good question. I think the way to do it probably is to get onto one of your favorite discount sites online, because there are bargains to be had at all of these places, even though Cancun is a resort mecca. Because there's almost 200 hotels, there are competitive contests, and you can get some amazing rates. But, yeah, I don't think you should be shocked if it were going to be $500 a night.
Okay. So, I mean, you got to do some amazing things while you were there, though. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Yeah, as the experiential maven, of course,
I thought
it was important I not just experience the amazing spas in the hotels and the double hydrotherapy jacuzzi to get myself ready for the adventures outside the door, but I wanted to see some of what Cancun had to offer. And I loved that nearby you could head into the jungles and go back in time and visit Mayan archaeological ruins, including the tallest pyramid in the Yucatan. And, of course, there's beautiful beaches, and you've got the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf Stream waters and those beautiful turquoises that we and blues and cobalt blues and azures that we love seeing. And the water's warm. It's beautifully warm and powdery sand. And for me, I wanted to go this time of year and recommend people already start plotting for next next spring, starting in May or next summer, because I had read and heard about the incredible whale sharks. And whale sharks may be sort of an intimidating term for people if they haven't seen the adorable photographs of the polka-dotted creatures. They are, in fact, sharks, but they're not man-eating sharks. They are the largest fish in the ocean. They get up to 60 feet long. I mean, they're bigger than VW buses.
Wow.
And can weigh up to a couple tons. So on the surface, and you are on the surface because you're snorkeling, the idea may seem really intimidating, like I could never do anything like that. But they're amazingly gentle. They're there with their mouths open, filter feeding for all the little tiny plankton, and you're the observer. And it's amazing. They may get curious and come closer to you. Maybe the scariest encounter I had was when a baby got close to me, and so, of course, the mother showed up, but no harm done. And for people who don't want to snorkel, I think just going out on the boat is amazing. We had them come right up to the boat. Some of my best photographs are from the boat overlooking them. But I do love to do underwater photography, and these creatures are a treat. I mean, they're sometimes called dominoes because they have these giant white spots on them. Mm-hmm. And they also have remora. Remora are fish that sort of hitchhike on other creatures. They suction cup themselves on. And what's hilarious is some of them are a foot or 2 feet long, but on this giant creature, it looks very tiny. But to be able to, in the wild, in the animal's context, encounter something that is that large and feel like you're looking eye to eye, you know, just a yard apart at some point, is truly amazing and phenomenal.
No teeth on the whale sharks. We need to clarify. No teeth, right?
I didn't see any teeth.
Okay.
No, what they have is it's almost like if you've ever seen the way manta rays feed, mm-hmm. they open their mouths very wide and suck in the water, and then you could actually see these enormous gills with the water coming back out again. So they were literally just filtering for the food, and no interest in harming humans.
Amazing.
Now, that could change, of course, if boats or humans get too aggressive or if they were to circle them and try to let them feel trapped and everything. But no, because you're in the wide open ocean when you're doing this, you're aware that they could easily swim away from you if they wanted to, not toward you. And sometimes they were swimming toward you. It was quite extraordinary.
Well, you have given us a wonderful taste of visiting Cancun and the surrounding area. So thank you so much. Lisa Son, she is one of the luxury travel mavens at luxurytravelmavens.com, and you can read about her travels there. We thank you so much for joining us.